This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good afternoon, Rabbi. Good Erev Shabbos. We have a very interesting tefillah shiur today. The shiurim on tefillah are sponsored by our dear friend Rabbi Tzal Rose of Los Angeles, Leo Nishmas's brother, Tzvi ben Levi Yitzchak, his neshama shav and aliyah. And we're sort of closing in to the end of Psukei Dezimra, which, Baruch Hashem, I think is a very noteworthy achievement. You know, we've been doing it really for a couple years. And maybe next week we'll do Yishtabach, and that will be the end of Psukei Dezimra. And today we're going to talk about the placement of Oz Yashir. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan asks what he considers a very important question. He says, V'yesh lishol she'ela gedoyla. The Aruch HaShulchan is found in Siman Nun Beis Siv Katan Aleph. Ama kavu Psukei Dezimra, b'Psukei Dezimra, shiras hayam, acharei hamizmoirim. Why did they establish in Psukei Dezimra Oz Yashir after chapters of Tehillim? Let me ask you a question. What comes first? Tehillim or Chumash? Chumash. So first we should say Oz Yashir, and then we should say the Halalukas. Why would we first say Tehillim, Ksuvim, and then Chumash? V'yesh lishol she'ela gedoyla. Al ma kava psuk ezimra, shira sayam, achriyam ezimra, ara hatara kod malviyam. V'kol shekein, l'ksuvim, k'damrinim b'shili Rosh Hashanah, l'inyim psuke malchia, z'chorim z'chorim. So maybe I would have said, maybe we're paralleling Malchias, Zechuan, and Shepharis. Malchias, we sort of end off with Chumash. Here also we end off with Chumash. But still, we begin with Chumash and Malchias, Zechuan, and Shepharis. This is the Kasha Aruch HaShulchan. Why are we going backward in Psukei Dezimra? Why start with Halalukas from Tehillim, and then go to Oz Yashir? V'ulai Mibnei Zeh, maybe for this reason, Kasav HaRambam, in Hilchos Tefillah, Din Yud Gimel, that we call the Shiras Hayam, that we read Shiras Hayam, Achar Yishtabach. V'chein Kasa B'soif B'nusach HaTefillah. Ayin Sham. You know, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tefillah that we say Oz Yashir after Yishtabach. What's the meaning of that? Because the truth is Shiras Hayam is not part of Psukei Dezimra at all. But it was established before Yotzer Ar for some secret reason. But in our minog, that we make it part of Psukei Dezimra, then it should be in the beginning, not in the end. Says Aruch HaShulchan, I found the Zohar asked this question. The Zohar says, Kedin tushbachasa deshirasa deyama v'itema amayi b'sikuna basraisa. Why is it last? Basar shivcha de David, v'atar shivachsav, v'akdimas l'ksuvim. So the Aruch HaShulchan says the truth is it's not part of Psukei Dezimra. That's why according to the Rambam you could say it after Psukei Dezimra before Yotzer Ar, but we put it as part of Psukei Dezimra. So if it's part, it should be earlier. So the Zohar says, no, it's Tushbechasa Ma'aliyah, it's a very high praise. Uvegenda'i Samech Letzilus, the Meyushav, it's so great, it needs to be juxtaposed to Yotzer Ar V'Arichoshach. So the Aruch HaShulchan explains, because it's so great, it needs to be near Kriya Shema. But Marvar Aboisai, this Aruch HaShulchan's Kasha, I believe we have already answered it in our series of Shiurim. Because we've established many times from Rav Schwab's great discovery, incredible discovery, that there are five parts of Psukei Dezimra. Negadelcha, braiding, that's Hoidu and Yichavad, where we braid Psukim of praise. Unishabechacha, Shabeach, is Ashrei, where we take something in life that seems difficult and we say it's good. Command of Rachman Latav. Nifaercha are the five great stages of history. Nifa, Pe'er. The first Hallelujah is before the coming of Mashiach. The second Hallelujah is when Mashiach is coming. The third Hallelujah is when Mashiach has arrived. The fourth Hallelujah is the world of Tchias HaMesim. The fifth Hallelujah is the Olam HaNeshamos. And Nazkir Shimcha, Vayivarech David and Becharisi Mai Habris is Nazkir Shimcha. And then what's Oz Yashir? V'nam Lichecha. And where in Oz Yashir are we V'nam Lichecha? We say, Adoino Yimloich Le'ilam Vo'ed, Kivasus Paroi, Baruch Be'er Farsha V'yashem Hashem Le'em Ne'e Tzohach V'yashem, Kil Hashem HaMelucha Moshe V'agam, Bo'lam V'shan Zishvaz V'yashem Hashem HaMelucha V'yashem L'melech. So the whole purpose of Oz Yashir is to be Mamlech Hashem. It's not that we're going out of order. Oh, the question of our Chashulchan, we're going out of order because first comes Chumash and then comes Nevi'im, so Oz Yashir should come first. No, we're following the order, the recipe. We're following the ingredients. They are Nehalelcha, Negadelcha, Uneshabeichacha, Unefa'ercha, Venazkir Shimcha, Venamlichacha. Oz Yashir is Venamlichacha. So based on what we've been learning for the last 3 years, we have a very clear answer to the Aruch HaShulchan's Kasha. It's not out of order in the slightest bit. It's not because it's the greatest praise. I mean, this could fit into the Zohar as well. The highest level is Nam Lichacha. It happens to be. We fulfill that with Oz Yashir. But it's not only we're not only fulfilling it with Oz Yashir, like we learned last week. We also say a Pasuk in Oivadya. V'alo Mashiach Maratzion L'Shmarzei Esav. We say a Pasuk in Zechariah. V'Hashem L'Melech. We say a pasuk in Tehillim, Ki Lashem Amlucha Moshe Bagoyim. So I'm very pleased that based on the approach that we've been learning, I think we have a really beautiful understanding of the order of the Pesukei Dezimra. Now when we come, but you're sort of continuing along the lines of the Aruch HaShulchan about the greatness of Oz Yashir, the Shlach HaKadosh says that in his Hakdam to Oz Yashir, he says, Basi lahakdim ulahidiya, I've come to introduce and make it well known, ki levayer divrei hashira hazois, in order to explain the words of the shira, mi hu zeh ve'eza hu, asher maloi libay, who has the audacity to explain the Oz Yashir? Says the Shla, you know how vast the Oz Yashir is. Ilu hayu kol hashamayim yiriyos klaf, if all the heavens were curtains of parchment, v'chal hayamim diyay, and all the seas were ink, v'chal hakanim kol musim, and all the reeds, all the blades of grass were pens, ein day bohem levayar chilek echa me'elef alf ve'elof m'ruvavis mishir hazois, it would be impossible to explain even 1,000th, 1,000,000th, 1,000,000,000,000th of the secrets in the Oz Yashir, especially someone like me, says the Shla. So what I'm doing, says the Shla, I'm just giving you a few remazim, a few, a little flavor, a little taste, man, he is daiti. But you have to know how great the Ma'il of Son, who says the Shira B'Hisayrus Halev is. Now, I want to share with you another idea. There is a concept, there are four parts of davening. One is the Berachas HaShachar, which Kabbalistically corresponds to one way to spell the Yudke Vavke. That's the Olam Ho'asiya, this lowly world. And we say Shema in the Berachas HaShachar, where we say Mekadesh Shimcha Barabim, Ashreinu Matoiv Chalkeinu. Then the second part is Pesukei Dezimra, which corresponds to the Olam Habriya. And that's the world of the stars and the sun and the moon. And that's Pesukei Dezimra. And that corresponds to a second world. And we say Shema at the end of the Oz Yashir. The third part of davening is Berachas Kriya Shema, which corresponds to Olam HaYitzira, and a third way to spell the Yod Kei Vav Kei. And of course we say Shema there. And then the fourth part of davening is the 72 letter, the name of Hashem spelled Mamish B'Miluai, where it's a Gematria 72. There are four ways of spelling Yod Kei Vav Kei B'Miluai, either 45, 52, 63, and 72. And the Berachas Kriya Shema, correspond to Olam HaYetzirah, the Malachim. And Rav Isser Doiv Cook says, the reason why at the end of Pesukei Dezimra we say Shiras Hayam is because remember, by the Shiras Hayam, the Jews sang, but the Malachim did not sing. The Malachim wanted to sing, Hashem said no! And that means from Oz Yashir we see, as great as the angels are, Klal Yisrael is greater. Like we find in HaMalachim Oymim Shira Lamala Chiyam Yisrael Lamata. Now we know that if somebody comes late to davening, the first thing they skip is Shira Sayam. Basically, the reason why it's the first thing that's skipped is only once you said Pesukei Dezimra, which is, I just want to clarify something. Pesukei Dezimra corresponds to the Olam HaYetzirah of the world of the Malachim. And the Shira of Klal Yisrael is on a higher level even than the Shira of the Malachi Hashareis. So the first thing you do is you need to say the Pesukei Dezimra, which is the Shira of the Malachim, and then you could come to the Madrega of the Shira of Klal Yisrael. But if you were to skip Pesukei Dezimra and you did not involve yourself in the Shiras HaMalachim at all, that would be like an excessive... That would be like an excessive tefillah. This is an idea that we once spent a lot of time on. The four parts of davening. These four parts are correspond to the four worlds. They are the Olam HaTachtoin, the Olam HaAsiya, which is the Berachas HaShachar. The Pesukei Dezimra is the Olam HaYetzira, the world of the angels. So that's why Rav Cook is saying, this is Rav Isser Doiv Cook, that first you're going to say Pesukei Dezimra, which is the praise of the Malachi HaShareis. Then you could say Oz Yashir, which is Davka, the praise of Klal Yisrael. The Olam HaBriya is the world of the Heichalos. And Shmon Esrei is the Olam HaAtzilos. So that's a very interesting idea. Now I want to share with you something from Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky in the Emes Yaakov. Rav Yaakov says, you know, the Targum on the words Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Va'ed is Hashem Malchusei Ka'em. God's Malchus endures. That's not what Yimloch means. Yimloch means will reign. And the Targum translates it as Hoive, endures. It says Yimloch in the future, and the Targum says Ka'im. That means the Targum is saying the Yimloch does not mean future. Yimloch means Tadir, always. Now we can understand, you know, in davening, there we say a pasuk that does not appear in Tanakh. It comes from the Sefer Heichalos. Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Va'ed. God is king, God was king, God will be king. Where did that come from? All we know is God will be king. It doesn't say anywhere God is king. In the Siddur Derech Chaim, he brings that it's Osir to be Mafsik in the middle of this Pasuk, like in the Pasuk Hashem Le'kechem Emes. Well, how do we know? Darei Chazin Shesol Pasku V'Amra Hashem Yimloch. Since Klal Yisrael said Hashem Yimloch, you cannot interrupt between Hashem Melech and Hashem Malach and Hashem Yimloch. And why would we first say present Hashem Melech? Why would that go before Hashem Malach? Malach is past, and Melech is present, and Yimloch is future. So we should say Hashem Malach, Hashem Melech, Hashem Yimloch. So why would we go out of order? The answer is the targum of the word. The pasuk is Hashem Yimlaich. So what that means is always present. And present means past and future. The reason we go in this order is we're translating what it means, Hashem Yimlach Le'olam Va'ed. Hashem Yimlach Le'olam Va'ed means constant, which is then Malach and Yimlach. The translation is Hashem Melach, constant, which is Malach and Yimlach. Afli Ma'ashikasu Shu Perish Hashem Yimlach Le'olam Va'ed Shabbat Torah, which is Tadiri. So the Iker Perish is Hoiva. The Iker Perish is Hashem is Melech. And you can't be mafsik, because in the Torah it's one phrase, but it has three meanings. It's constant, which is past and future. But for God, who's beyond time, it's one thing. So the Torah is from God's vantage point. So from God's vantage point, it's Hashem Yimlech. But from our vantage point, it has three dimensions. Now one last thing, the Matei Moshe, Talmud Muvak of the Marshal, Rav Moshe Mossi says, that what is Vayivarech David? He says the 15 expressions of praise that we're going to have in Yishtabach are actually darshined from the pasuk psukim of the Shiras Hayam and Vayivarech David. So actually, Yishtabach is a concise version of Az Yashir and Vayivarech David. Now the Zohar says anyone who says Az Yashir every day, he will be Zohar to sing it in the future. He will be Zohar to sing it when Mashiach comes. Now why do we say Hashem Yimlech La'olam Va'ed twice? He says something very interesting. In Bishalach, from the beginning of the Kriyas Yamsuf, from the Pasuk Vehi Bashmaras HaBoiker, until Hashem Yimlech, there are 18 mentions of Hashem's name, which is a total of 72 letters connected to Shem Ayin Beis. But in Psukei Dezimra, we don't start from there. We start from Vayoisha, so we're missing four names. Therefore, we say Hashem Yimlech again, and we say Kil Hashem Amlucha. And because in Hashem Yimlech and Hashem Kil Hashem Lucha, you have another four mentions of Hashem's name, and the fifth one doesn't count. V'achamish einim in amin rak mefarsh. It says V'haya Hashem Lach al kol ha'aretz. V'ayamu yi Hashem achad u'shma yachad. That's sort of saying that Shem Hashem will be one, but that's not counted as a fifth one. That's really just referring back to the previous four. So the reason we add some of those psukim is in order to get another four mentions of Hashem's name, which are taken out because we don't say the full Shiras Hayam in Psukei Dezimra. And as we mentioned last week, there's a very simple reason why we say these psukim. Because since the purpose of Az Yashir is V'namlichicha, so therefore we say psukim of Malchiyos in order to be Mamlech Hashem, namely Hashem Yimlech Le'olam Va'ed, Kil Hashem Amlucha Moshe V'Agoyim, V'Olam Mesh Razish Razavos Hashem Amlucha, V'Haya Hashem L'macha Kol Ha'aretz Bayimahu. Okay, Marv Rabbeisai, have yourselves a wonderful Shabbos. Bracha v'atzlacha. Thank you so much for coming. No, I'm not here Monday. No, they're supposed to send out a flyer. I'm speaking in Passaic Monday morning.
Okay.
Hatzlacha.
Have a wonderful Shabbos.
Okay. Hello. Good Shabbos. Kol tov. Bye bye.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.